What's up, Mom?
What's up, baby? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
Not bad, not bad. I'm feeling good.
Yeah. I'm ready for the rain.
Like them Thundercats, I'm ready.
Not the Thundercats.
Yeah, Thundercats.
Whoa!
Yeah, this weather right here is too much for me. I don't mean no harm. This pollen is whooping me.
Oh, yeah. The pollen is everywhere. I can't even sweep it. You know, trying to clear up the walkways. So you're not tracking it into your house.
I mean, it's getting all in your car vents. You sit down, your whole booty looking funny.
In North Carolina, dusty.
And you can't hide.
It's like a dust bowl.
What? It's a sunny day. I'm Angela the mom.
I'm Marcia the daughter.
And this is...
Talking Brown Sugar. Help Talking Brown Sugar grow by following us online.
Facebook and Instagram.
At Talking Brown Sugar.
Email.
Email us with new ideas or things you want us to discuss at talkingbrown.sugar@gmail.com.
YouTube.
Yes, you can also subscribe to us on YouTube. That'll help us grow. Like, watch those videos and share with your family, your cousin, your friends.
Yay.
That girl, la 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 la, Angela's girl, la 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 la. Who's that girl,
la 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 la? Who's that girl,
la 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 la? What's her name, la 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 la
la la la?
They wanna know, talking brown sugar.
La la.
We're in the sugar bowl with random thoughts. What do you have, Mom?
You know, when you're growing up, you have different flavors of cotton candy. One time you just had the regular pink or the blue.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, 2024, we got all kinds. Even, yeah, I've seen a pickle flavor cotton candy.
That's different.
But we tried what?
Dr. Pepper cotton candy.
I kind of liked it. It was tasty.
Yes, but it's the sweet one.
What?
It's the sweet one.
I like it. I think everybody ought to go on some kind of taste test because, you know, even when you go to the bars, they putting cotton candy on certain little, you know, drinks to make it all cute and all that good stuff. And the kids like cotton candy. You can find it all over the place now. Besides us going into a carnival, circus, basketball game. It's out here, y'all.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to taste so much like Dr. Pepper. They really had it infused.
Yeah, I mean, you can get it at convenience stores. And this is a nice little wrapping.
Yeah, it was good. What else you got going on?
Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about this here. My little vacation.
Yes, you're joining us back.
Yes, I'm enjoying coming back. I feel refreshed. Oklahoma. We went to Lawton, which was on an army base. The food there was great. I mean, everywhere we went to, it was really yummy.
Do you have any food places you want to shout out?
We went to Oklahoma City. We want to shout out Earl's.
Earl's.
Now, Earl's in the front didn't look much of anything, but Earl's food was really good. And they had a blackberry homemade pie.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I thought I had to go. I wanted to go back and see what my grandma was in the kitchen. And the weather was nice. They have all the weather in one day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I had on some boots. Let me tell you, some little boots. Comfortable boots, walking boots. No, nothing cute. I was going to bring sneakers, but I brought the right thing. Because you didn't know if it was going to be rainy, windy, or just whatever. And I didn't see no buffalo, no bison, but the mountains were beautiful. And we know that they had a crime scene thing going out there in Oklahoma. We ain't running to none of that either. By them ladies. My regards go to the family.
I'm glad you enjoy yourself. And
well, we're glad to have you back. I miss my baby.
I miss you too. Thank you. Shout out to Jasmine. She held it down while you were away.
Y'all did excellent day.
Yeah, we had some great notes from that. Some good feedback.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Oh, I just want to say thank you for sharing this space with me and hosting the show with me. It's a therapeutic space, and it's been helping me reclaim my voice, in a sense. I would say that, you know, it's something I have been working on just in my writing and my art. And this is another medium, I feel. And so I appreciate you sharing this space with me, even though it's public.
I applaud you. You give me a space to talk and act the way I want to act. And I get chastised, y'all. Don't think not. And I appreciate her.
Wait, who's chastised?
Without my daughter, this wouldn't happen. We thought about it. I thought about it, but I appreciate her from the bottom of my heart.
I appreciate you. Thank you for making this happen with me.
Mwah.
Thank you.
Bless you.
I love you too.
Sugar Cubes, aka the news, where you put a little sugar in your cup.
Yeah, up first we have Tatiana Ali. She launched a limited series of baby quilts to support and raise awareness for Black Maternal Health Week. So Tatiana Ali, she's, you know, a director, a producer, in addition to an actress. She released the limited edition Baby Yams baby quilts inspired by her own experiences after turning her passion for sewing into a way to uplift Black mothers and advocate for better birthing experiences. So she said she's launching that in support of hashtag Black Maternal Health Week, just to bring awareness to, you know, the growing disparities of Black birthing experiences across the country.
I think that is so sweet, just to wrap that little bundle of joy up. Well, it might be somebody with twins or triplets. They go home with a nice little thoughtful blanket. I like a blanket. I like a little blanket. This company, especially when you can swallow the baby. Like somebody being thoughtful and thinking of you, mm-hmm. of your, you know, new beginnings.
Yeah, she's using a bunch of beautiful patterns that relate to the different experiences she had in life, and also about the story she's read and come across.
That's a happy time. Yeah.
Our next story, the FDA approves rapid concussion blood test. Researchers have developed a test that they say can identify markers of a concussion within the bloodstream at a 95% accuracy. So yeah, the Food and Drug Administration has approved the new test. It was developed by a team led by Pittsburgh Steelers team neurosurgeon, Dr. David Okonkwo. The test manufacturer says that it can rule out concussions with a 95.6% accuracy when assessed within 24 hours of an injury. The test works by detecting the two proteins, UCHL1 and GFAP, or GFAP, released within the blood following a concussion. So yeah, after, it said it should be available to bedside use by hospitals in the summer. The next step will be for it to be used on the battlefield and sidelines.
That's excellent. Just to get that transformation from the concussion and see where the blood levels are or where the brain waves are for functioning. Because some people, neurons, when they get shook so much and then they have problems later, you know, like feelings, numbness, speech, slurs, a mini stroke, anything, taste patterns, eyesight, motor skills.
Right, and so now you can just test the blood and get a more accurate understanding of what's going on with the athlete or, you know, whoever has sustained that kind of injury.
Right there in the bedside too? That's mm-hmm. good. That's excellent.
Yeah, they said they want to move from syringe drawn blood to a finger prick test. So more advancements in medical technology. That. Yeah.
That's like when you prick your fingers to get a little bit of blood for like checking your glucose. Mm-hmm. Like when they made, now you could just wear those different little discs or dials for checking yourself out. You know, technology.
Right.
I applaud that one too. I like that.
Yeah, and that, you know, the quicker you know what's going on with the patient, the better you can help somebody. Early detection is
correct.
The name of the game. So the Biden-Harris administration takes critical action to protect 100 million people from PFAS pollution in drinking water. Last week, the Biden-Harris administration announced the first ever national drinking water standard to protect communities from exposure to harmful PFAS substances, also known as forever chemicals, as well as $1 billion through the President Biden's Investing in America's agenda to help every state and territory fund PFAS detection and treatment systems to meet the new standard. So these actions complement the plan that's already been in place to address PFAS pollution, safeguard public health, and advance environmental justice while advancing the Biden cancer moonshot goal of cutting cancer death rate by at least half by 2047 and preventing cancer before it starts by protecting communities from known risks associated with PFAS exposure.
Oh, hey, I'm down for that. But I hope they PFAS and check them pipes and these old buildings and everything. Like, right. One step is better than no step.
Yeah, the infrastructure. Because think about it, if there is no regulation, you're not even tested for it.
You know what I'm saying? They're like, okay, why? Why should I? And I hope nobody is going around checking off things with their tablet or whatever, saying, well, oh, we checked it and you didn't because you don't care about the area or the zip code.
Yeah, that's why it matters, like, who's, you know, watching and in position of these.
Correct.
Like the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency.
Yeah.
LaMisha Whittington, Principal CEO of Whittington and Staley Group. The establishment of the national standards for PFAS in drinking water means justice for my ancestors, for my families, and the countless communities I serve who have had to bury loved ones due to an invisible enemy lurking in our drinking water. So yeah, it's an important step towards healthy drinking water because, you know, as people start to drink more in the summer or just in general, as we, you know, are aware of, you know, hydration and what that can do for your health. It's important that you have clean drinking water. And when you think about environmental justice, you think about redlining and how that has impacted specific communities and the quality of water you have in different zip codes, in different areas, different neighborhoods, different cities. Example, Flint, Michigan, still exactly. Not having clean water, you know. And so they're still using bottled water. Right. It's all over. And so now we look at the country. Everybody's drinking water is contaminated. So if we haven't had quality control over our drinking water, it's just a number of things that we now have to be mindful of when we go to the booth.
Yeah.
To vote later. And now, if you have local elections, what roles are people, you know, signing up for? What promises are being made? And how is that going to impact your day-to-day living? All of this stuff matters. It's a lot to keep up with, but there are places you can go mm-hmm. to figure out who's on the ticket you're voting for and figure out who's standing on what business.
Stand on business. Protect yourself.
Educate yourself.
Because the thing about
that's what we have to do now. Continue to educate yourself and speak out and connect and support those who are also speaking out and doing the work.
Because if your water is affected, it's going to affect everything. It's the quality of life. Besides just washing your hair, washing your body, you don't want to wash up or make your food or clean yourself or clean your house or put things in your eyes or your mouth with nasty water. Look at these third world countries.
It's not even they
walking on top of trash. And think, when you look at a globe, think about how this water is going from one area to another in the United States.
It's not just developing countries. Like you mm-hmm. said, looking at Flint, Michigan, that could be anybody.
Anybody.
So it's not just developing countries. We are also a country that has less than subpar living standards for people. Homelessness, people who are literally shipped out to California, you get jailed and then shipped out to California where they take in the homeless of our country. And mm-hmm. the invisibility of poverty, the way we have schools that are feeding children, the lack of literacy in our country, and education in this country. There's a lot of things we don't have that are, you know, signs of a high quality living status. When we look at the, you know, federal minimum wage is still at $7.25, but the cost of living, you need $90,000 per individual to have an annual salary of at least $90,000 to meet their basic needs in this country. Basic. But minimum, the federal minimum wage is $7.25. So we cannot even, I think we need to stop having that conversation of comparing ourselves to other countries, because it's not the worst, but it ain't the best. It could be better, and it also could be just as bad as Flint everywhere.
And us just reading it and knowing about it, we don't know. We're going by what somebody else is telling us until somebody gets sick. So do your research.
Yeah, and I've noticed, and as I've gotten older, but just more frequently, have received letters from the EPA and the local just water inspection companies and reports about the water in the neighborhood. Every time I've moved, have received updates about the water quality. You do need to read them. Take a minute to read them before you throw it out.
Yes.
So you know what's going on.
They're telling you now to check your water. And the little kids don't cost that much. So we want to stay healthy and happy as much as we can.
Yep. Whatever you can to mitigate. A bear cub is recovering after being dropped by a bystander who picked it up to take photos. So a group of people have gotten the chance for a furry social media post when a pair of bear cubs made their way to a North Carolina apartment complex. But wildlife experts are soundly alarmed over the dangers of such a move, as it poses danger to both people and the cubs. The North Carolina Wildlife Rescue Commission responded to a report Tuesday that a group of people at an apartment complex in East Asheville pulling the black bear cubs out of the tree for selfies. During the incident, which was filmed by Rachel Stolt, who lives in the complex, one of the individuals is seen holding one of the cubs in their arms, posing with it as another person took photos. It was just a few seconds after the photos were taken, the person dropped the cub, which yelped and started to run away. The cub tried to get through a fence that separated it from the tree where the other cub was perched. They were chasing around trying to pick it back up, but eventually the apartment maintenance got involved and told them to stop.
You know what?
What?
I wish the mama there was just somewhere lurking and slapped the honey out of him.
That really could have been.
I mean, come on.
Ugh.
Now, if the bear was getting hurt or falling or doing something to harm itself, yeah, get help. You know, get a blanket or something. But you don't want to put your scent on that little cub, and he's going back somewhere. Because that's his environment. I mean, people done got so attached to, oh, I want to take a picture. Go to the zoo, boo.
Or just zoom in like everybody else. Zoom
you know, in and take a flip, you know. You got to pull on the baby. They going to get it.
What happened to look but don't touch?
They don't know what that mean. I'm going to pull that baby out. I wish it would have been me. I was, hey, y'all get from over that fence.
No, that's funny when you, I don't know if I'm the only person that does this, but when you are out and about and you see a little kid or you see somebody cutting up and you did that squinched up mouth thing. Like,
get your tail over there. Sit your tail down.
That works. I don't care where you are. If you do that to somebody that's unsuspecting, that works.
Because they were like, ooh, 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 ooh.
I don't know where I learned that from. I don't know where you learned that from.
Getting in trouble.
But I know how to do it. I know how to do it. And I know a lot of black people, black adults who know how to do it. Who taught you how to do that? Write in to let us know who taught you how to do that. Within the first 3 weeks of legal sports gambling entering North Carolina, North Carolinians wagered over $655 million in bets. According to a report by the NC State Lottery Commission, North Carolinians wager over $655 million within the first 3 weeks. To be exact, it was $659 million on different sports events. The first day of sports wagering is when they started recording it. And it was already at... Oh, so North Carolinians have won $590 million of those wagers. So that doesn't seem that bad if you bet $655 million and walk away with $590. Nice. I mean, I don't know what that ratio looks like individually. Hopefully you got some change back. You made a profit.
Somebody playing right.
Made a buck or two. In March, the gross wagering revenue was $66 million. The state places an 18% tax on the gross wagering revenue generated by the sports activity. So, yeah, that'd be interesting to see how that money gets used, all the extra bucks.
I hope everybody's being mindful. Don't get so attached to lose.
Yes, if you have trouble with gambling addiction, you can call 1-800-GAMBLER and seek resources. Get therapy and counseling as you need it.
Yeah.
Oh, and before we go, we do want to touch base with the diss stuff that's going on. Because, you know, Rick Ross chimed in with Champagne Moments. Had to snap back at Drake and let him know, you know, white boy. You call him white boy. White boy. I don't know. The way Rick Ross raps, he has a nice voice. But, yeah, he was going in about specifics and... He really had a lot of hard-hitting shots towards the end or the outro of the song, from what I heard. You know, the part where they just start talking. He said, yeah, you had that surgery, that six-pack going. That's why you wearing that funny-ish at your show. You can't hide it, nigga, white boy. And it just reminded me of Megan Thee Stallion, who had bars about Drake and how his scars are in the same place as women with BBLs. So, a lot of people coming at Drake. And I think it's time, because Drake has gone for a long time without anybody challenging him. And it's not that he needed to be challenged, but really he's gone for a long time. Has a nice run because he knows his audience.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that a lot of what Kendrick started is, we might still see some more come off of that.
I believe so.
Because it's been a minute. Anybody has like...
And I think people just sitting just waiting for just a thought. I know, you know, let's see what we both know.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Kendrick to come back to what Drake's this was. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying all the new songs. One song or diss track I was not prepared for in this season of, I guess, Cat Williams is Chris Brown's diss to Quavo. The song is titled Weakest Link. And Chris Brown had to let people know that he's banging out here. Banging. And I don't know if this one will stay in the studio, if you catch my drift. Because I listened to the song, and then I was looking at the lyrics as I was listening, and I was like, wow, just the fervor with which he delivered the bars. It's like, please don't try me. Not please. There's no please. There's no manners.
I'm not the one.
I'm not the one, two, or three.
Don't second guess me.
Okay?
Chris Breezy.
Chris Brown. And yeah, he said stuff that people had been saying. So he said, put you to bed, night, night, that Sudafed. Show me that I'm tender, babe. Time to prove what you just said. RP to take off. He the only real one. I got respect. Crazy how when he died, everybody wished he was you instead. Like.
Wow.
Like what?
What? He meant that. And I've heard people say that too. And it's sad to say it that way, but that lets you know how people really stand on how they feel.
Yeah, and that's
before
and
this like, diss track came out like that.
That's a diss track. That's a diss.
Yeah.
That's what people I think we're looking for from J. Cole, like we talked about last episode. Mm-hmm. People were looking for heat and daggers to be thrown, essentially. But
and these are not the little children. These are grown adults here
grown
now.
Grown adults.
They just not making this up. So they've been watching each other's history and listening. And if you're not about those streets, leave it alone.
I hope it stays in the studio. I hope it's, we don't need to go to the street. Let's just enjoy
just don't go to the street,
just,
baby.
Just keep it in the studio with the beats.
That's all. Make your money off of it.
Give us the songs, the bars, some laughs, because Drake can recross the stuff they're saying back and forth. Fat boy, white boy, it's the jokes. Do you think Cat Williams inspired people to speak out, speak the truth in 2024, or do you think it's something else that's going on?
I believe Cat Williams just stepped up to the plate and just kept it 100 for what the little people of myself thinking and listening and getting snippets of. He just put it out there. This is what it is. Like, I told you so. That's me. That's Angela. I knew it. And you hate to get third person gossip, but you see so much in that Hollywoodish or R&B, rap, country, whatever's going on. People be hating. People got mess. And the truth need to be told.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're about that life, that's your business. But don't be acting like you know better than nobody else. And if somebody throw your dirty laundry out there, it need to be washed. So Cat Williams just laid it on the grill and said, yeah, how you want your steak cooked? How you want your lie cooked? I knows about it.
I think that is true. I also am curious about being able to trace what's going on with the shifts in community we've had since the pandemic and shifts in social media from going to like a hate currency from a supportive currency. I'm not saying there aren't positive things we get from the internet, because there are a lot of positive things that are happening with the vehicle of social media. But I also know that social media has become a place where a lot of haters reign and a lot of drama in our TV and media, like even our news, has become a battle of this side versus that side and what's right, what's wrong, or you know, who can argue the best. And that doesn't necessarily make for informative, educational betterment or whatever, but it definitely is entertaining. So I'm just curious if, because Cat Williams' interview was very entertaining, but it was also from, I think, a place of, well, where the internet took it was a place of airing people out, because, you know, the haters have been allowed to flourish, and we also enjoy mess and drama. So it was like, let's get it popping. But I also think it's like a lot of stuff coming to a head because
It's time.
Industry things are shifting, people are tired, and I think it is a good thing that people are vocal about some things that should not be kept quiet.
Or, like the news, I've noticed on different platforms, they just be cussing. This is on regular TV.
Yeah.
And I'm like, uh-oh. I mean, they used to have the perfect vocabulary, different words. Now, I mean, they're just shouting at each other.
What cuss words they say?
What cuss words they saying? They say bleep, but no, they're saying ish.
They say what?
They say ish and...
You just say it.
Ass.
What cuss words they say?
Huh?
What other cuss words they say? It's okay.
They say that MFO not right.
You grown. You can say it. Go ahead.
Nope.
Okay. Not today.
Not today.
Okay.
I'm in a good mood. I'm glad to see
too,
my daughter.
I try not to cuss today. I think I did all right.
Because I know I'm not going to stoop to their levels, but...
It's okay to cuss. Sometimes it feels good to say...
It does. We're not going to say the fudge word, but...
I have words that I can use, that I will be using.
Well, we're not going to... I don't know.
Not today. I'm fine. I'm okay.
I just think everybody's just tired of their laundry and their stuff being swept up on the rug, and just get it off your chest, Angela. Just get it off your chest, Roger. We're going to have an episode called Get It Off Your Chest.
Oh, yes. Feel free to hit us up in our email, our DMs about something you want to get off your chest, we may read it on the show.
Yeah.
And our final story before we head out, Mariska Hargitay, you may know her as that girl from Law and Order SVU. Olivia Benson helped a little girl, a real life little girl, reunite with her mom after she mistook Hargitay or Olivia Benson as a real cop while they were shooting. So Mariska, this was April 10th, earlier this month. She stopped the filming of the show. She stopped production to help the little girl who ran up to her and asked for help finding her mom. Yeah, she shut the set down to help the little girl get reunited with her mom.
She has earned her badge.
Oh, yes. All those seasons, and she's 60 years old doing thing.
That was too sweet.
That was sweet.
Wellness check.
Yeah, this one will be short and sweet. Just get some sleep. Go take a nap or go to bed earlier, even if it's 30 minutes before you normally do. Get some extra sleep and it'll help you with your overall health. Just by resting up, it's good for your heart, it's good for your growth. It's like a reset for your body. Getting more sleep can help. And a nap can solve things. You can take 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever your schedule has time for. If you can, schedule you a nap.
Put it in your schedule. Sleepy time.
This has been another episode of Talking Brown Sugar. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. I'm Roger the Daughter.
I'm Angela the Mom.
And this is
Talking
Brown
Sugar.
We out.
We out.